welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is series 46, episode 4, and a robin is just flitting from branch to branch just in front of me, carrying something, either food for a baby, but probably more likely some piece of equipment for nest building. We're talking about slow productivity this series, and I'm very, very grateful to have you with me as we walk this lunchtime, getting me away from my desk, away from my emails, and away from screens so that we can walk in nature for just 10 minutes. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So we've covered quite a lot this series already, actually. The three main themes of Cal Newport's book, Slow Productivity, which, as I outlined yesterday, are do fewer things, obsess over quality, and work at a natural pace. We also covered Jim Collins's flywheel, which is all about how when we start a project, it can feel incredibly heavy. We have to push it incredibly hard to get any movement at all. But then as we push it round, rotation after rotation, eventually it speeds up and eventually gathers a momentum of its own and its own speed. Is Jim Collins's thesis in one of his books, Good to Great. And today I want to think about slow productivity in a slightly different way, and that is overlapping what we're doing so that it all kind of contributes to one another. If we think of our lives as a series of projects, some of which happen at the same time, if we can make them all contribute to one another, that can be a way to build momentum in a more cohesive way in and of itself. This is taken from Austin Kleon's book, Show Your Work, which is wonderful, a very small, square book, which is often written in Sharpie. But don't let that put you off. It's full of very wise advice indeed. Austin Kleon talks about basically thinking of your creative work as a series of small chunks of stuff which can then be combined into larger chunks of stuff which can then be extended into longer form things. The things that work are the things that we extend and build on. So that, for example, you could have a tweet which goes well, and so you turn it into a blog post and that gets a lot of traction, and so you turn that into a chapter for a book, etc., rather than trying to sort of spray your creativity everywhere, trying to get various things to stick. It's about identifying what's working and sort of going with that, going where the energy is. Very much in the similar sort of way as collaborative working works, in that I think it sort of makes sense to go where the energy is in terms of people to work with as well. So that's my thoughts on slow productivity today. It may actually sound like quite rapid in terms of the ideas I'm talking about sort of seem to be about producing an enormous amount of stuff. But I guess the point is that if we think of it as a slow productivity tool, then we have the opportunity to throw a lot of small things out there in order to work out what's working. Jim Collins talks about, it's an analogy he uses of, if you were going to fire a cannonball from your pirate ship at another pirate ship, you would you not fire a couple of bullets first just to see how your aim was? And if the bullets hit home, then you know that you have done your targeting accurately, and then when you launch your cannonball, you can expect it to hit the ship that you're aiming at. Now, I hope all of that has made some sense. I feel like it's been a bit all over the place, jumping around. But if that makes sense to you, then can you connect it to slow productivity? Does this even make sense as a slow productivity tool, or is it actually something else? Maybe it's got to do with sort of compounding of effort. I don't know. Maybe it's an idea for another series. But I think it's got to do with slow productivity, to be honest. Because it says, you know, put out some stuff in the world and see what actually lands well with audiences and what resonates with people, and then build on that. And that, I think, is what's attractive about slow productivity for me. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, finally, after a few weeks of rain and hail and torrential downpours and horrible wind, we are finally at something that I can call the most beautiful day in the world. It's a blue sky above me here in SW17. The sun is shining. I'm walking around the back of the park where the sun tends to shine most strongly. And I've got a little tiny grassy knoll here that I'm just walking up because it's always nice to be up high where I can see everything. And there's a little pup in the park and a few tots in the play space. It's all going on. Not so much in the way of students sitting around having picnics yet, but that'll come, dear friends, that will come. Thousands of daisies out on this little grassy hill, which is rather lovely. And I noticed this morning that the magnolias and the camellias have sort of blown over, and now we're in the natural zone of buddleia and tulips and things like that. Those are all flowering now and looking really very beautiful indeed. Tulips a little bit windswept, but what can you expect with the amount of gales and hurricanes that we seem to have had over the last few weeks? So it's really, really starting to be beautiful weather again now, which is absolutely lovely. You can see some tiny little white clouds up ahead. The trees all around have got their new green leaves, their new frocks on, if you think of them as debutantes attending a party, which I do. Got their new green leaves out. It's absolutely glorious. And the sunbeam that I'm standing in is extremely pleasant to be in as well. So if you're sitting listening to this in your kitchen or at your desk with your headphones on, consider whether you could get out just for a 10-minute stroll in nature. There might be more nature around than you think, as I discovered yesterday when I turned a corner and suddenly blow me down if I didn't find Cartwright Gardens just in front of me. And apologies to everyone in the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, because I entirely forgot to take a photograph of the sign I said I was going to put on the Discord server. I can't expect people to join the Discord server if I forget to put the photos up I've said I'm going to put up, can I? So sorry, poddies. We are now in a rather lovely new phase where the sun is out more than it's not, and I hope to get some more photos of lovely things to show you. I did put something on Instagram, which was a beautiful buddleia this morning, so if you want to follow me on Instagram, @walkthepod is the handle you need there. I don't do loads on Instagram because actually I'm trying to paint pictures using my words, that's my plan. So I'm trying to do things via sort of text-based, writing-based, words-based media. And yes, I do have a Substack, and yes, I do have a Facebook group and things like that. But Instagram, bit of a quiet social media platform for me. And social media can get in a bin, obviously. There's a young robin who seems to now be following me around the park with something in its mouth. Might be the one I saw earlier. I think it is. Just fluttering up and down a tree trunk. Don't know what it's up to or where its nest is. Seems to be very busy though. Yes, so lots going on in every sense of the word at the moment, which is lovely. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been a delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. I do love walking with you so much. I would love to know more about where you walk. So if you're walking somewhere and you'd like to tell me what you can see directly in front of you, you can leave me a walking report. Go to walkthepod.com, press the button marked, leave a message for Walk the Pod, and you'll get taken to SpeakPipe, where you can record me up to 90 seconds of your beautiful voice telling me what you can see directly in front of you, what you're doing today, where you're walking, what the weather's like where you are, what you can see in the clouds, how the sunshine makes you feel, etc. I feel that it's essentially very, very important that when the sun is shining, we do get out the door and frolic, no matter what there is to do inside. So I would hugely encourage you to get out into a sunbeam whenever you can, whether that be with your tiny tot or your dog or just on your own. Every single way you can get out and frolic in a sunbeam is worth doing in my view. Take care of your beautiful mind. Feel free to leave me a voice note about what slow productivity means to you, also by walkthepod.com, and you can go there to join the walking club too. And everybody who joins the walking club before the end of April will get a beautiful woven patch of the show's artwork to stick on your walking backpack or your jacket or the back pocket of your jeans or wherever else you want to stick it. Was I saying take care of your beautiful mind? Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. And I'll be back with our very first Friday episode of the pod tomorrow.